Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Hundreds of parents and teachers came out last night to protest the Boston Public School plan to close or merge 8 city schools. The school department says the cuts are necessary because the district is expected to face a $50 million shortfall next year. There are also as many as 5,000 unfilled school seats because so many kids have transferred to charter schools. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov attended the meeting last night and joins us now in the studio this morning. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Bob.
So I understand it was pretty loud last night. Tell us about the mood.
It was very loud and angry. Here's how it sounded before the meeting started. Save our schools. And this chanting went on for about 20 minutes with several hundred parents, some with their children and teachers, coming with signs and T-shirts. They all started crowding the stage as the school committee members started to take their seats. And the Boston School Police had to get in front of the stage to keep them away. This shows how really hard it is for any district to close a school because every single one of the schools had a representative there last night, and they're fighting this.
Wow. So what's the Boston School Committee told these parents about why their schools need to close or merge?
Well, last night was a hearing, so the committee members didn't speak. But in previous communications, they've told parents their top priority is giving students access to stronger programs, and the schools they want to close just aren't good enough. So the district is citing MCAS scores or the high school dropout rate to explain why each school should close. But I should note that none of the schools selected by the districts are on the state's underperforming list, or they're not in turnaround status. So there are many schools that are doing much worse in the district, and they'll stay open.
In their loud voices last night, what did the teachers, parents, and students tell the school committee?
They each had very personal stories, but the message was the same. These schools are being misrepresented by the district as underperforming as an excuse to be shut down. Here's Kenny Jarvis. He's a parent at the Roger Clapp Elementary and says he was taken by surprise when he learned his child's school would close.
Never before had us as parents, our administrators, or those children been told that they were an underperforming school. We find we had a bad year. Many people, many things, many teams have bad years. The answer is not closing.
Parents also said that they learned about these closures through a notice sent home in their kid's backpack in early October, and the note said there'd be a meeting that night. They say it's just all happening too quickly, and it's not fair.
So what do the parents and the teachers and the others protesting want from the school committee and the school district? And is the committee and are the district officials listening?
Well, they want, the parents want the process to start over. You know, the school committee is scheduled to vote on this plan next week, and they say the schools would close by the end of this year. And last night, they didn't say anything back about it. So it's they say they're listening, but they're voting in a week. So it's unclear how much of what they heard is going to affect their plan, their vote next week. Last night, a lot of it was teachers. And we heard also from Richard Stutman, president of the Boston Teachers Union, who told the group,
to close these schools primarily because they are small or because they want to reuse their buildings or give them to a charter school is a disservice to all of us who care about good schools. And it will only drive more people away from our schools, especially those schools that work.
The school committee shows it is listening to some because they changed one of their plans last night. They said they would not close the Cash School. It's a community academy of science and health in the Hyde Park complex. They didn't give a reason why, but the school officials believe it's because they refuted the district's numbers and showed that they do have high MCAS scores. So they have shown a willingness to change their minds, but it's, you know, the vote is next week.
So there's no indication at this moment that they're not going to ram this thing through next week.
That's right.
WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyer. Thanks a lot for coming in.
You're welcome.